This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. True story. Somebody sent me beer-flavored potato chips the other day. Haven't tried them. I'm a little scared, actually. Maybe Sunday with some actual beer while watching a certain football game. Snack food sales typically do get a bump this week heading into the Super Bowl. Long term, though, the snack food sales outlook is a bit more complex. The snack and beverage conglomerate PepsiCo announced quarterly earnings this morning. Higher prices contributed to higher profits. But those higher prices did also hit sales. Its Frito-Lay's division, for instance, which makes, of course, its eponymous chips, as well as Doritos and Sun Chips and Funyuns, and those beer-flavored chips by its Chinese venture, should you be interested. Sales there fell 2%. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on the Snack Foods as Economic Bellwether desk today.
About 27% of all food and beverage sales in the U.S. are snacks, according to the industry group Snack International.
There is core snacking, which I think all of us can agree would be your traditional chips, pretzels, crackers space.
Christine Cochran is president and CEO of the organization.
And then you have snacking adjacent categories, and that's an area that continues to grow and evolve. Some people would include in that beverages like a yogurt drink or maybe a string cheese, those sorts of things.
Cochran says about 72% of consumers look at prices before they grab that bag of chips or packet of string cheese, and maybe they're going for a cheaper option these days. Despite PepsiCo's mixed results, many Americans are eating more snacks year over year, especially as they return to the office, says Becca Jablonski, who co-directs the Food Systems Institute at Colorado State University.
People are eating more snack foods in some ways to be more productive at work. So they're taking less breaks and they're trying to keep up and maintain energy.
Research from Nielsen IQ found that while consumers still want to satisfy their snacking urges, they are looking for deals on their favorite treats. Carmen Allison is vice president of thought leadership for the company's North American division.
Overall, we've seen promotions jump. About 27% of all the dollars that we spend in a grocery store is on sale. Snacking foods is a little bit higher. It's about 37% of everything we buy on snack foods is on promotion.
Allison says even when people are trying to buckle down and save, snacks can be small luxuries they can still enjoy, even if they are a bit pricier than they used to be. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.